Tick, tick, tick. Walker's voice recorder was a beautiful thing of aluminum and plastic, hard and crisp and rectangular. It sat on the waxy countertop, surrounded by the lumpy, excreted-looking products of the local technology. Unique selling proposition, he thought, and clutched the leather handle of his grandfather's briefcase as though it were a talisman. The shopkeeper said, "Shkth, beth, kist, besht," and Walker's hypno-implanted vocabulary provided a translation. What a delightful object! Chitinous fingers picked up the recorder, scrabbling against the aluminum case with a sound that Walker found deeply disturbing. What does it do? It took him a moment to formulate a reply. Even with hypno, was a formidably complex language. It listens and repeats, he said. You talk all day, it remembers all. Earth technology, nothing like it for light years. The word for light year was difficult to pronounce. He hoped he'd gotten it right. Indeed, yes, most unusual. The pink frills or gills at the sides of the alien's head throbbed. It did not look down. Its faceted eyes and necklace head made that impossible. But Walker judged its attention was on the recorder and not on himself. Still, he kept smiling and kept looking the alien in the eyes with what he hoped would be interpreted as a sincere expression. Such a unique object must truly be beyond the means of such a humble one as myself, the proprietor said at last. Such a humble one as myself. Walker could die a happy man if he never heard those syllables again. Focus on value, not price. Think how useful, he hissed in reply. Never forget things again. He wasn't sure you could use things in that way, but he hoped it got the point across. Perhaps the honored visitor might wish to partake of a cup of Walker's smile became rigid. Was a beverage nearly indistinguishable from warm piss, but he learned that to turn down an offer of food or drink would bring negotiations to an abrupt close. This humble one accepts your most generous offer, he said, letting the memorized syllables flow over his tongue. He examined the shopkeeper's stock as it prepared the drink. It all looked like the products of a sixth-grade pottery class, irregular clots of brown and gray, but the alien's biotech was far beyond Earth's. Some of those lumps would be worth thousands back home. Too bad he had no idea which ones. His expertise lay elsewhere, and he was here to sell, not buy. The shopkeeper itself was a little smaller than most of its kind, about 140 centimeters tall, mostly black, with yellow spine tips and green eyes. Despite its insectile appearance, it was warm-blooded. Under its chitin, it had bones and muscle and organs not unlike Walker's own, but its mind and culture were even stranger than its disturbing mouth parts. The cup of friendship, the alien said, offering a steaming cup of thash. Walker suppressed a shudder as his fingers touched the alien's. Warm, covered with fine hairs and slightly sticky, but he nodded politely and raised the cup to his lips. He sipped as little as he felt he could politely get away with. It was still vile.
Very good, he said.
45 minutes later, the conversation finally returned to the voice recorder. Ownership of this most wondrous object is surely beyond price. Perhaps the honored guest would be willing to lend it for a short period?
No trial period necessary. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
He was taking a risk with that, he knew, but the recorder had never failed him in all the years he'd owned it. Tick, 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 the alien said, tapping its mouth parts together. There was no translation for that in Walker's vocabulary. He wanted to throttle the thing. Couldn't it even stick to its own language? But he struggled not to show his impatience.